This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
There are only a few weeks left for corn growers to enter this year's National Corn Growers Association and National Corn Yield Contest. NCGA Production and Stewardship Action Team Chair Don Glenn says the data gained each year from the contest is important because it helps to develop the production practices of tomorrow. The deadline to enter is August 1st. Growers can enter online at membership.ncga.com/cornyieldcontest. Harvest forms are due November 21st, and contest winners will be announced December 19th. Winners will receive national recognition in publications including the National Corn Yield Contest Corn Yield Guide and be honored during the NCGA Awards Banquet and NCYC State Winners Breakfast at the 2015 Commodity Classic in Phoenix, Arizona. Earlier this year, the Environmental Protection Agency submitted for review and comment their new proposed rules regarding regulations and definitions of waters of the U.S. Administrator Gina McCarthy has publicly stated that the proposal is simply a clarification. Many ag groups feel there's hidden meaning in the new rules that must be addressed. Ann Cohen, Director of Environmental Affairs for North Carolina Farm Bureau, explains.
There are several things that EPA is saying that we are concerned may not actually be the case. The EPA is saying, for example, that they are not regulating any more types of waters. They're careful to say types of waters, but they are in fact expanding federal jurisdiction over waters. They may not be regulating more types of waters, but they are definitely regulating more waters.
One of the first areas of concern is the definition of a tributary.
That definition now expands beyond what is currently regulated, which is a traditional navigable water, what people would think of as something that would float a boat, and its first tributary, the first water that goes into that. They've now expanded that to every tributary. So you go upstream and further upstream and further upstream until you get waters that essentially are dry all the time except right after it rains, essentially regulating land instead of water. That's one of the areas that we're very concerned about.
Another concern is ditches.
This rule clearly regulates ditches. The only exemption that they have for ditches are ditches dug in uplands that only drain uplands. Well, we find it hard to imagine what kind of ditches those would be in North Carolina, because usually ditches are dug so that they actually drain water, not drain uplands into uplands.
In some of McCarthy's public statements, she has said only an additional 1,300 acres across the country will fall under the new regulations. Cohen says that depends on how you look at it.
The 1,300 acres that you're talking about, if you dig down into their information, is only 1,300 acres of wetlands that they project would be regulated. They did not include in that analysis waters, additional waters that would be regulated. So that, we believe, is a serious underestimation of the amount of land that will be impacted by this rule.
Ann Cohen, Director of Environmental Affairs for North Carolina Farm Bureau. The Jersey County Fair kicked off this past weekend. I spoke with Treasurer of the Jersey County Fair, Tom Moore.
Well, today is our 4-H livestock shows, or as far as the beef, swine, goats. We started off this morning at the hog show. We completed it about an hour ago, and presently we were wrapping up the sheep show. We'll go into our goats then later on this morning. Then this afternoon will be our beef show, which we have a nice beef show. And then this evening we have our 4-H auction. We've got approximately 70 young people selling different species in the 4-H auction tonight.
Can you go over a little bit on the 4-H auction really quick? Just kind of, is the money sticking with the youth, things like that?
Oh, yeah, it strictly goes to the youth. You know, we have what we call the individual, the buyer. They have the opportunity whether to take the animal or not, or they can pay the difference between the base price and what we call what the animal actually brings, you know, the premium. And it's a great opportunity for youth to, you know, give them a reimburse or an extra prize for their effort. A lot of them use that money to improve their projects and also, you know, towards their college funds.
All right, and what else can we look forward to seeing at the Jersey County Fair?
Oh, we've got, you know, some really great open livestock shows, and then up and coming, starting Tuesday night, we should kick off our parade, and then we have a talent contest after that. Wednesday night's our queen contest. New event that's not new, but we kind of took a few years away from it, was our bull riding. And we've got bull riding and a barrel racing on Thursday night. We've got a lot of interest in that, and we look forward to having really a great show on Thursday night with bull riding. Of course, Friday night's our ITPA tractor pull along with local tractors, and then Saturday night's what we have, their Grand National NTPA pull. We'll have pullers here from all over the United States pulling this Saturday night. And we follow up with our local truck pull. And Sunday's our demo derby. We wrap up the fair with it, along with our Western Horse Show, and just lots of activities.
It sounds like that. I'm sure that bull riding is going to attract quite the crowd. Do you have any idea how many people will be participating in it?
They're talking like we'll have between 30 and 40 riders, you know, just bull riders. And then, you know, barrel racers would probably be looking at that 15 to 20 mark. So we should have a really nice really good show. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, great. And you said you took off of this for a few years. So why did you guys kind of put it on hold for a while?
Well, you know, you kind of hear the thing, you know, you have the same old, same old. We've had the rodeos and bull riding for 20 years, and, you know, we just wanted to make a change, you know. We just felt like we need to freshen it up. And so we did motocross, freestyle motocross, and had really good crowds for that. And last year we had a monster truck show, and we just had a lot of people come to us, you know. They wanted to see the bull riding back. So we kind of felt the popularity was working back up again, so we thought we'd go for it and do another deal, and we're really happy with the response we're getting.
Well, great. It's all about what the public wants.
Yeah, you know, you've got to have what the people want, and then you got to have a good product.
And I hear you guys had your Master Showmanship contest last night. Can you go over how that went?
Yeah, we held it on Sunday evening. The Master Showmanship is a combination of three species: sheep, hogs, and cattle. We had 21 4-H'ers participate in the junior and senior division, 15 in the senior and 6 in the junior. It was a very competitive competition. It took about 2.5 hours to do, and in the end, we pick our champion. The champion senior represents us at the Illinois State Fair. And our champion senior showman was Laura Kerback, and reserve was Ashley Moore for senior. And then our junior winner was Sarah Ritchie, and reserve champion was Abby Byrne.
All right. Well, hopefully those youth that are going to be representing us at the Illinois State Fair study up, and best of luck to them.
Well, they've always done well up there. We've had several individuals that's placed in the top 5 up there over the years.
That's great. That really goes to show the quality of showmanship that the youth in our listening area have.
Oh, yeah, there's really some great kids that really work at it hard and do an excellent job, them and their family.
All right, sounds great. Well, Tom, is there anything else you want to add about the Jersey County Fair or any events that are going on tonight before we go here?
Well, you know, our main event tonight is the 4-H auction, and then we'd be glad to, anybody interested, come out and participate. We have our 4-H Foundation sponsors a meal before, and it's really a great event. You know, we look forward to the week. We've got two nice free acts here on the grounds. We've got a pirate ship that does 3 shows a night, along with an animal show called Wombo's Amazing Animals. We've got lion and tigers. We try to, you know, we've got a lot of, you know, activities here for the for the family to come out, and we feel our carnival second to none.
Again, that was Tom Moore, treasurer of the Jersey County Fair. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.